24th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Beis. The previous mission we're talking about unloading an animal, and now we're talking about other things that one is permitted or not permitted to do for his animals. Matim pakiy omer b'nei dehema. One is allowed to open up bundles of straw and the like for the animal, and it's permitted because the animal won't eat it otherwise. So you're allowed to be terech for the animal in order so he should be able to eat it. But if he can eat without it, do extra tichas that aren't necessary for hybrid. Mefasasim is akifin. Mefasasim is you spread it around, and these kifim are some type of branches that they would eat. Avaloy efazirim. But the zirim are the first things that we mentioned. These kipin needed to be spread around in order for the animal to eat it, so they were submitted. The fakir omer, the zirim, which the animals would eat, and without that, you're not allowed to be mashiach yourself just to make it more comfortable for the animal. In miraskim, you're not allowed to crush lois ha-shachas, some type of animal fodder, lois ha-charuvim, carobs, lois ha-behema, bengdaka, bengdaka. Yeah. You're now at the chaplain. This is also a tirsa which is not necessary to do on Shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda matan the charuv and l'taka. Rabbi Yehuda permits to chop up the charuv for a smaller animal, a young animal, because its teeth are softer. We don't problem with it, because we assume that its teeth are strong enough to man without it. Yeah, might be crushing things can be an issur of toichen also on Shabbos. And over here, if it wouldn't be just for the fact that it's not necessary, it would be permitted because it's one that he's doing it for the immediate use of the animal, and the tzarech ha-behema is permitted.